Could I ask you a question or two on that, Baylor? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
First of all, do those pieces have names that you are aware of?
I don't know the name of the first one, and the second one is one I wrote after hearing the thumb pianos in Uganda and Tanzania. That doesn't have a title either.
Okay.
Good question, though. It's a fantastic question. Sorry? What's the movie? I'll give you a brief thumbnail sketch. In 2005, in February, I went to Uganda, Tanzania, Mali, and Gambia to play with acoustic musicians in Africa and search out some of the roots of the banjo in Gambia and Mali in particular. And made a film with my brother, who is the director, and we brought a crew of about six people and recorded an album and a documentary. And it's been showing, the album's not out yet, it'll probably be out in February. And the film is showing at film festivals and has actually won three awards so far. It's gonna be at Woodstock Film Festival in October. And you can find out more about it by going to baylafleck.com. And
tell about the title. I think it's a cool title.
Throw Down Your Heart. It's called Throw Down Your Heart.
And isn't there a certain... Nice,
yeah, the reason we named it that was because when we were in Bagamoyo in Tanzania, that's the place where the slaves actually were shipped out from, but to the east. Because you don't normally think about all the slaves coming west to the United States, but these are the ones that went to all the Arab countries. And they said that when these captives would see the sea, they would know that they would never see their home again. So they would throw down their heart. So it's really a bummer title, actually. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the story.
How are you damping in the first two? Is that all with the left hand?
Damping with my palm. With my palm against the, up in front of the bridge.
Beautiful.
What timing was the first tune in? I have no idea. I mean, it's so weird. I mean, the weirdest thing is, I mean, if you can feel it like a... You feel... But that's not where their beat was. Their beat was like one eighth note off from that, where the drums were. So when they hear me play it, it sounds totally normal. But when you hear it with their rhythm, it sounds like something's wrong. Yeah. But then the next part goes... One, two, three. But it's not. It's a bar of four stuck in the middle of this other stuff. I have not figured out what it was. I just had to just write it out and learn it and not play it yet. But they know what it is, but they're not telling. What you got, Chris?
Okay.
Well, Chris, do something of your own.
Yeah, do something with just Chris.
Okay. Let's see. It's a tough one. Well, I'll play a section of a tune that's on the first String Dusters record Fork in the Road called Moon Man. And it's kind of a cool banjo thing that I came up with when I was at Berkeley. I was working on playing, you know, different approaches to playing chord voicings on banjo, because the banjo obviously is pretty limited in that way. It's, you know, we've only got one octave across from the. Some pretty awkward moments up here today, but we're just gonna keep going. We're just gonna keep going with this, okay? So don't mind these guys right here. I should have said, compared to the guitar, the banjo has somewhat of a limited range. We've only got one octave across the strings, so if you're... Can't argue with that, right? I mean, you guys... Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here it is, Moon Man.